instant v'zorchin atome sheretz. But if somebody touched the sheretz today, even though all he has to do is go to the mikveh now, and when it comes Harash Shemesh at night time, he'll be Torah tit kachim. Still we say, cause the money did not go to the mikveh, you can't shecht for him. You can't bring the Korban Pesach. That's Rav's big kiddush. Rashi, the ain't shecht v'zorchin atome sheretz. Even though it's possible, for him to go to the mikveh today, and then he will be able to eat at night time, still Rav says, before he went to the mikveh, nothing doing. Right now his mamash has tumor on him, and he's not a person that's royal to eat the korban, you can't bring the korban for him. Rashi, the time of Parsha Kamei, will soon explain what's Rav's reason. The Ulu Ama Ula says no. Says yes, even though this person touched the sheretz today, so what? Let him go to the mikveh later, and then at night time he'll be able to eat the korban. So this is the person that could eat the korban. You're allowed to shecht the korban pesach from right now, even though we didn't go to the mikveh yet. Shreti Gemara ul Rav, maichna tful yoyim. Rav is masking to our Mishnah. He said before, tful yoyim, that means if you did go to the mikveh already, even though you can't eat kachem till night time, then you could bring a korban pesach for him. So why? Because when even though now he can't eat the korban, but when it comes nighttime, this man teeth, then he's Torah, he's allowed to eat it. Shred the Gemara according to Rav, Tomei Sheretz Nami. Even though this person touched the Sheretz today, right now he's Tomei, but Chazil Yurta. At nighttime, if he goes to the mikveh in the daytime, at night he's right to eat the korban. So why does Rav say on this person he can't bring korban Pesach? Have the Gemara Mechusa Tfilah. There it says, this person that touched the Sheretz, we're talking about before he went to the mikveh. Before he went to the mikveh, since he's missing, going to the mikveh, he's called a person that's not roy for korban pesach right now. He's tamei, you can't bring a korban for him. Shred the Gemara, a tzvul yoyim means the person that touched the sheretz, but he already went to the mikveh. So even though he went to the mikveh, shred the Gemara, nami mechus harash shemesh. But the loch is, even after you go to the mikveh, you can't eat truma or meiser, or you can't eat kachin until they have harash shemesh. Until it comes the night time. So you're also missing something. You're missing night time to come. And the Morat Kanakasha. Shim Shema Mela Arva. Night time comes by itself. We don't have to do anything. Mashenka, if a person touched the sheretz today, calls him on, he did not go to the mikveh, he's missing this action of going into the mikveh. So we have to be afraid maybe he won't go into the mikveh. So since he didn't go into the mikveh yet, he's called a person that's not worthy to bring Korban Pesach. That's Ras for him. Shreti Gemara, no. Mechusa Kippurim Nami. Or Mechusa Kapara. Why does Rav say that on the eighth day of Mechusa Kippurim, a person that was a Zavim, or a man that was a Zav three times, and he has to be Torah 7 days and then bring a Korban, on his eighth day, the day he's supposed to bring a Korban, you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. Even though we didn't bring the Korban yet. The Kura there also with Mechusa Maisa. He didn't bring his Korban yet. Why is it good? So Gemara answers that Rav says, you could bring a Korban Pesach for a person that's a Mechusa Kippurim, that he did not bring his Korban yet, i.e. he's missing an action. I'll tell you, the money for the Khan, for the bird, for the Korban he already gave. Or else he has the bird in his hand already. So Teretz says he gave over either the money or the bird to the Kahanim. Now once the Kahanim have the bird or the money, for sure the Kahanim has Rizamein, and they for sure will bring the Korban today. That's why it's like 100% for sure his kapara will be, and therefore this person is called Chazi, he's allowed to eat the korban, he's allowed to have a korban pesach made for him, because at night time he'll be roy teeth. Mashenken, a person that touched the sheretz today, calls him on, he did not go to the mikveh, he's not called a person a Chazi, because he's missing a maise, he's missing the action of going into the mikveh. Shreti the Gemara, Tomei sheretz nami, hare mikveh lefaneinu. What are you telling me if Thomas Sheretz is missing a Maisa? He didn't do the mikveh, he didn't go to the mikveh, but the mikveh is right in front of you. Hey, just like you're telling me the korban, the bird. He has the bird in his hand. Here also, he has the mikveh in front of him. And the Gemara Dilma Pasha. No, we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikveh. It's not enough the mikveh is in town in front of the guy. Maybe this guy is afraid to go to the mikveh, he won't go to the mikveh. But the Gemara Yochiv, that's the story, you're afraid maybe he won't do it. Mechura Mechusik Kippurim Nami. Even though you're telling me now the person that has to bring korban today has the animal, has the money, so what if he has the animal or the money? Dilma Pasha, maybe he'll forget, till he won't bring it, till he'll be Pasheya, he'll forget to bring the korban today. How will you say that you have the korban here, so what? Just like you say the mikveh is not enough, because maybe he won't go, maybe he won't bring his korban either. Now, the Gemara, we're talking about Kegoyin de Masraninu Lebezdin. And if not, we're not talking about Sam, he's holding the money in his hand, or he has the korban in his hand. He already gave it over to Bezdin, the money, or the bird. When you give it over to Bezdin, Ukerav Shmaya. to Yomas, he says, Chazoka, we know for sure, and Bezdin Shokahanim Oimdim Mishon at Sheyichlu Moyeshem Shoifers. That the halacha was, the people used to bring the money, they had to bring Korbin, and put it in a special shofar, a special box. And that money, the Kahanim knew, they had to go and buy birds, and they had to bring Kabonis for the people that are Mechusa Kapurim. Now it's a chazaka that the Kahanim never finished doing their work that day until all the money was used up to buy Kabonis. So in other words, if you gave your money or your animal over to Bezdin, for sure they're going to bring the Korban today. That's a chazaka that Bezdin doesn't let the Kahanim stop working until they finish bringing all the Kabonis today. Mashen came for a person to go to the mikveh, there Rav says, I'm afraid, Duma Pasha, maybe he won't go to the mikveh. That's why I say Pasha's Masrim, the Rabbanan, he can't bring his Korban. Because we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikveh today, and if he doesn't go to the mikveh today, he doesn't become Torah. He won't be able to eat the Korban at night, therefore he can't have a Korban. Said the Gemara, Ula Rav, if you want to tell me now, Rav Svara, why again, a Tomei Sheretz, someone that touched the Sheretz today, he cannot bring a Korban Pesach. Is Mashmah, it's only Midi Rabbanan. That means Midi Yeraisa Mechsechazi. Midi Yeraisa, you're telling me really, since the person could go to the mikvah, we consider as if he's a person that's Roy to bring a Korban Pesach, and the Korban could be brought for him. Because at night time, the Nama Mestana will go to the mikvah, and he'll be able to eat at night time. For Rabbanan Uda Gozlube, it's only a Rabbanan that gets far to say that since he's missing the Maisa going to the mikvah, we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikvah. There's only in the Rabbanan that he's not worried to have the Korban. For the Gemara was like, Allah Marama Rav, why did Rav say before, Metamim Echad Miyem B'Sheretz? Before the Shaila was, if you have Machtza Machtza, you have 50% of the Jews are Tomei, and 50% of them are Torah. So we don't know what's the Lacha. Or should we bring half of them the Tum, half of them the Tyre? What should we do? So Rav said a Pasha Neitzah before. Rav says, take one of the Torah Digger people and let them touch the Sheretz. So since they touch the Sheretz right now, you learn that they are a Tumah Digger person. So now you have Rov Klai Yisrael that's Tumah. Therefore, everybody could bring the Korban B'Tumah. But if you're telling me now that according to Rav, if a person touches a Sheretz, you're telling me now Midiraisi is still Torah. Midiraisi can still bring a Korban Pesach. He's called a Torah digger person, because since he could go to the mikvah, and then at night he'll be Torah, he's considered a person that could bring a Korban Pesach. So why does Rav help us out there and say, when you have 50-50, make one person touch the Sheretz, and then you'll have most people that are Tomei? If you're going to tell me Midiraisi is like a Torah digger person, so how does Rav say, we're talking about the Midiraisis? How does Rav give you an answer, let one person touch the Sheretz? What is that going to help you? So Marian says, Ela l'Rav avadiyav tomei Midiraisa nami l'chozi. No, Avad the Rav Svaros even Midiraisa. A person that touched the Sheretz today, Kozman, he did not go to the mikvah, even Midiraisa, this person is Tomei now, and he's not Roy to have a Korban brought for him. He's a Tomei digger person. Why do we say this? The Yafsev, Rav Dashan's a Pasik. The Pasik says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yiyah Tomei LeNefesh. The one, whoever is Tomei LeNefesh, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the Pasik that's talking about, bringing a Pesach Sheni. Now, me layaskinen, aren't we talking about shechal shviy shaloi liyas berva pesach? They were talking about a person that touched the mace 7 days ago. Now, the seventh day, that today really he goes to the mikvah today, and at night time we become Torah, still the pasuk says he's called a Tomei mace, and he can't bring a pesach rishon, he's pushed off the pesach sheni. Hey, me layaskinen, aren't we talking about that this person shechal shviy shaloi? It's like today, erev pesach, the seventh day when he touched the mace before. Liyazvera Pesach, Vahainu Tumah Sheretz. Now this has the same halacha as if somebody today touched the Sheretz. Of course, the mace, the person that touched the mace 7 days ago, today he goes to the mikvah, and at night time he's Torah. Still you tell him, the apostle says no, he can't have a Korban Pesach brought for him. Why not? The Yom Rachmona, Nidche, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So what do you see? Since he did not go to the mikvah yet, Kozman, he did not go to the mikvah, he's not called the person that's roy to bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So that's Rav Svaro. Who was it? If you touch the Sheretz today, Kozman, you do not go to the mikvah, the Torah pushes you off to a Pesach Sheni. Pidimor v'chi teima, mimai dihochi sovolo, v'chi teima mimai dihochi. How do we know this is Pshat in the Pasuk? Rashi says, we might be Hachi. Dilma Midas Siv Tomei LeNefesh. Maybe since the Pasuk is talking about only if you touch the mace. Well, like Siv Tomei Sheretz. Torah is not talking about if you touch the Sheretz. in Shmamina Tome Mei Sheini Ruila of Komam. Maybe that when this pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ish Ish Kiya Tomo Nefesh is only talking about someone that touched the mace, let's say only 6 days ago or 5 days ago. So now in Erev Pesach, there's no way for him to become Tomei. He has to wait a complete 7 days. Maybe that's when the Torah pushes you off to Pesach Sheni. But how do you know to say even if the seventh day is Erev Pesach, that really you could go to the mikvah today, and you could become Torah by tonight? Still he can't. How do we know that? And the Gemara, Sov Allah, Rabbi Yitzchak. I'll tell you, Rav holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomar, Tumeye Meis, Mitzvah Hoyu. That this one, the Pesach is talking about now, that the Dor HaMidbar, that the people with Tomei could not bring a Pesach Rishon, we're talking about that they took care of a Tomei Meis. It was a Meis Mitzvah. Somebody was Meis and nobody did not take care of them. So a few people took care of them. Shechal Shvi Shalem Lios Merva Pesach. That's what the Yitzchak says. That the Pesach is talking about, that 7 days ago before Pesach, people took care of a Meis Mitzvah. And now on Erev Pesach, today is the seventh day, still the Torah says, Kozman, you do not go to the mikvah, you are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What's the raya? What's the Yitzchak's raya? Shenema, the Pesach says, V'lo yochlo lasas ha-Pesach v'yoymahu. Tzadiyak, v'yoymahu hu diyein yecholom lasas. Only on that day they can't do it. Avlo mochlo yecholom lasas. Mashmoni today, which was the seventh day. Today they're still Tomei. Mashmodo tomorrow, that's the eighth day they're ready Tor, they could bring the Korban Pesach. So even though today is the last day of the Tumah, the Yom Rachmona Nitchu, still the Torah says, push them off to Pesach Sheni. So kids, this is Rav's Raya, that a Tomei Sheretz, he calls the mind, you do not go to the Mikvah, just like a Tomei Meis on the seventh day. If he did not go to the Mikvah, he is not called Roy to bring Korban Pesach, the Lachmiz is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rashi says, Sovulok Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yom HaBisafri, Oysan HaNoshen Shem HaPesach Midbar, those people that came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we are Tomei. Why Loma Nigoro? Why can't we bring Korban Pesach? Why can't we bring Korban? Shoyu Tomei in the Nefesh Odem Tomei Meis Mitzvah Yu. Because if Yitzchak knew those people were people that took care of a Meis Mitzvah 7 days ago. Shechal Shvi Yishlo and Erev Pesach. And what's the Raya? The Bible says, Lo Yuchal Asois HaPesach B'yemahu. Only that day and Mashmah the next day no. So it gets around holes like of Yitzchak. Right, Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Zav, a person that saw Sharoa Shteirius, he only saw 2 days in a row. His alochmiz is only Tomei for 7 days, that's all. In Shecht and Ola B'Shvi, you're allowed to Shecht the Korban on his seventh day. His Lechura, my lab the Loitovel, aren't we talking about his seventh day even before he went to the mikvah? So Lechura, that's like a Tomei Sheretz, that you touched the Sheretz today, and Kozuman, you didn't go to the mikvah, that's the same case, you have Tumor on you. And still the Mishnah says, Shema Mina, Shecht and Vezerch, not Tomei Sheretz. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for him. Because our Mishnah says, if a man saw Zav for 2 days, on the seventh day, he could bring a Korban Pesach. And the Gemara, lo, I'll tell you, no, there's no Raya. The Tovel. Our Mishnah is talking about on the seventh day, but he already went to the Mikvah. Once he went to the Mikvah, that's called the Tzvul Yoyim. All he's missing is just Herod Shemesh. Then he's called the person that's Roy to bring a Korban Pesach. For the Gemara, eat Tovel, if the person went to the Mikvah, might come ask him, what's the Chiddush Dem Shita? If the person, you're talking about he was a Zav for seven days ago. So he's mamish Torah already. And he went to the mikvah today. So he's mamish a tzvul yoyim. So pshutik have been korban. And the Gemara in Hokam Ashvalon. The Alpha gav the mechus Erev Shemesh. Even though right now he still can't eat kachim. Even though he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait until it comes Pesach Chovim. Until it comes nighttime. Kamash Mulon, the Shimshim Amel Arvo. Kamash Mulon, that's not called you missing any action. Since by itself nighttime comes, so since right now today is your seventh day, you do not see, you are knocking for the last 7 days, and today you went to the mikvah, you called a regular tefil yoyim, that you could bring a Korban Pesach today, because by night time you'll be able to eat it. This is a swear, this is what our Mishnah is also talking about. Not that he didn't go to the mikvah, but he had a riot to Rav only because he went to the mikvah. Midiktani says, because the end of our Mishnah says, Roar Sholosh Rias. Let's say the Zav saw 3 days in a row, then the Lachar is, he's Tomei, he has to wait 7 Nekiyim, and on the 8th day he has to bring Korban. So he's not Roy to bring Korban Pesach until the 8th day. So our Mishnah says, Shecht and Olo Vishmini, on his 8th day, even though we didn't bring a Korban Pesach yet, a Korban Kaporo, still you're allowed to bring his Korban Pesach for him. Now, Iyamit Bishleim Zav, Sherosh Terius, Shecht and Olo Vishvi, means the Tovol, not that the first part said after when he only saw 2 days. His seventh day he went to the mikvah. That's why he could bring Korban Pesach. Is Yitzchak. Then I need the safe for the Chiddush to say that even though it's the eighth day now, since he's missing the Korban, maybe I would think he can't bring, Kamashmali could bring. Why? I would think like this. Rosh Teirius, if the Mishnah would only set the case when the person only saw 2 days in a row Zavis, then he's only tummy for 7 days. He doesn't have to bring a Korban at all. Then I would say, Bishrihu to Loi Mechusa Maisa. You know why on the seventh day, if he already went to the mikvah, you could bring a Korban Pesach for him, because he's not missing any action. Nighttime comes by itself. Avaro or Sholosh. But in a case where a man saw 3 days in a row, then Bishmini, even on his eighth day, I would still say maybe you can't bring a Korban Pesach for him. You know why? The Mechusa Maisa, because he's missing a tremendous action. Mechusa Kapara, I would think he's missing to bring a Korban. So Kozman, he did not bring his Korban on the eighth day, it's called the person is missing, is still Tomei, and you can't have a Korban Pesach brought for him. His Mechusa Kapara Loi, I would think it's no good to Mashmalon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Tiyaf Agaz Mechusa Kapara, even though this person saw Zavis for 3 days, so he has to bring a Korban on his eighth day. And the eighth day now, even though we didn't bring the Korban yet, still we say he could bring a Korban Pesach today. Because like we said before, the Akimta, he already gave his money to Bezdin, so for sure Bezdin will bring the Korban today. We consider as if the Korban was brought, he's called the person that's brought to bring a Korban Pesach. Then it's very good. But, Ella, Iyamrit, if you want to tell me, no, Rosh Teirius, Bishvi, Deloy Tavo, if you want to tell me, the Mishnah goes not like Rav. The Mishnah is saying if he saw 2 days Zavis, that he's tummy for 7 days. On his seventh day, he could bring the Korban Pesach, even if he did not go to the mikveh. That is not like Rav. There is a Tomei Sheret, even though he didn't go to the mikveh yet, you could bring your Korban. Or the Zoyah, that's what the Mishnah says in the Reisha. What's the Chiddush of the Seifa? Rosh, Sholos, Bishmini, Lamali. What do I need in the next case? That if he saw 3 days, and he has to wait now 8 days to bring the Korban, on the eighth day he can bring the Korban. Hashtu yesh leima. Madoch, I say. Rosh, Neiris, he only saw 2 days. Bishvi, to Loitovel, he did not go to the mikveh yet. To Tomei Malyu, his closed mind, you didn't go to the mikveh, your mamish Tomei 100%. Your mamish have all dimi tumor on you. Still, you tell me now, Shachtinim Zakin Alayu, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for him. Because since this person could make himself not Tomei, he could go to the mikveh. And then at night Tomei's Tor, so you tell me such a big Kiddush, even though right now he's Tomei 100%. So what do I need to say for? L'chur Rapshitif, Roa Sholish Bishmini, the person saw 3 days in a row. Now we have to wait 7 Nikiyim and then bring a Korban on the 8th day. So Pshit on the 8th day, the Tovulei Bishri, he already went to the Mikvah on the 7th day. So his Tumah now is not such a strong Tumah. The Kalishi Tumah, the Tumah is very weak. Because for certain Halach is, for Chulun he's not eat now. He's not Matam or anything. It's only a Chulun, the Gate of Kutchin, or Maisir he can't eat yet. So the Tumah is very small. Like Koshchein, for sure I would say I'm such a person that has a less degree of tumor on him, the din should be the shachtin of zakin alayu. We should be allowed to make a shchita and bring korban pesach for him. Like what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? El alav, don't you have to say shemaminu? We see from here rosh teirius bishvi the shachtin alayu the tovel, that the Mishnah Rashi says when he saw 2 days and therefore the seventh day we can bring the korban is b'davka talking about we went to the mikvah already. But since he went to the mikvah, his tumor is also not so strong. So I would think only here where he's not missing an action. Mashaykin on the eighth day when he has to bring the Korban, he's missing an action, maybe he can't bring it. Kamash, well, he could bring it. So now everything comes out good. So Chura, it's a klor raya to Rav. Gemara says, lo, maybe this wouldn't be any good raya. Li'olam, I could tell you, Eimelach, we're talking about the Loitovel. The Mishnah's talking about even on the seventh day he did not go to the mikvah yet. So the question was, Madach of the seventh day he did not go to the mikvah, that the person right now is Mama is Tomei 100%. Still, you say, he could have a Korban Pesach brought for him. So what's the Chiddush of the 8th day? That he already went to the mikvah for the 7th day. So on the 8th day, the tomb is not so strong, Pshita. Mar V'yitzruch, no, there's a Chiddush. Because Sarkot HaDechemino, I would have thought, B'Shvi, only on the 7th day, who did be Yodir L'Sakin? On the 7th day, he could go to the mikvah right now, and then he'll become Tor, he could eat the Korban at night. Avo B'Shmini, Mashekin on the 8th day, the ain't be Yodir lack of Korban. I would think he himself can't bring the Korban. He has to come on to somebody else. You'll give the money, you'll give the animal to Hegdish, but somebody else has to bring the Korban. Eima posher beKahanim, maybe I will be afraid the Kahanim will not for sure bring the Korban, and he's called the person that's Mechusa such a big Maisa, and here it should not help. Kamashma Kedrosh Shmaya, Kamashma no, like we learned before, that if you give there's a Chazokah, that Kahanim for sure do all the Kabbonis they're supposed to. So, there's no riot, the Mishnah is like Rav, it could be not like Rav. You don't have a clear raya. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that he did not go to the mikvah. So the question one, what's the chiddush of the seifa? I'll tell you yes. From the Reisha, I would only say that the person is only missing going to the mikvah, that he could do by himself. That's okay. But to bring a korban, he has to come on to kahanim. To mashma, no, still that's good. Right, then the Mishnah says, v'yazova shechtin. Azova, her third day, her eighth day, you could shecht. Toni, tona kaim midarav, ada barava. V'yazova, and the zova, shechtin aleh v'shvi shalo. Even on the seventh day, you could also bring a korban Pesach. Oma leif, at the Gemara, zova v'shvi shalo michazia? How could that be? Azova, nishra, saw 3 days in a row, she asked to have zaynikim, and then first the eighth day, she brings a korban. So the seventh day, even if she went to the mikvah today, it doesn't help her anything at night. She still can't eat the korban at night. Even if Yod, you could bring a korban for some of the sherets, that's only a tomei sherets. Because even if you touch the sherets today, good, go to the mikvah, and then at night time you're able to eat it. But this Isha that saw 3 days in a row during the 11 days, she saw Zavis. So she won't need this for 3 days in a row. So Mela she has a din zava that she has to have zayin nikiyim, and then first the eighth day she brings the korban. For ad lemocha the masti kapara lechazia. Now the seventh day she's not ready to eat the korban until tomorrow afternoon. So it's too late. If today is erev Pesach the seventh day, how could you bring a korban Pesach for? She can't eat it until tonight. And the Gemara ain't ema b'shmini. Now Avadi means to say that the zava on the eighth day. For the Gemara pshita, then for sure it's good. Not as I might would have thought. Since she's missing the bingo carbon, maybe that's too long. Kamash belong to Rosh Maya. Like we learned before, that when you give the money to the Kahanim, for sure they'll bring the carbon. Ravina Wama Nida Tony. Tony Kaima. He learned a Nida, not a Dinzova, a regular Nida. The Yanida Shech Nala Vishvi. And a Nida on the seventh day, you can Shech the carbon for him. For the Gemara Omale, Nida Vishvi Michazia? No, even Isha Midiraisa Nida, she's not roaring the seventh night. Why? I feel the man the Yom HaShech Muzerach Natom HaSheret.
All right, Mr. Shum, we'll continue next tape. Yes, let's come over again and have Tzadik on the base. Ravina Omar Nida Toni Kamei. Ravina learned that he said over the loch of a Nida. What was the loch of a Nida? V'ha Nida Anisha, that's a Nida, Shechtin Oleho B'Shvi. On the seventh day, that she could be toivel at night time. The Shvi, on the seventh day, she could bring her, have a korban Pesach brought for her. Omar Leisa, he asked them back, Nida b'Shvi michazi? Is it true that a Nida could bring have a korban Pesach brought for her on the seventh day? Afilu l'man d'yom ha-sheichtin d'zorchin, al tome sheretz, even according to man d'yom, that holds not like Rav, that even though you touch the sheretz today, still you can have a korban Pesach brought for you. Why the chazi l'urta? Because you could go to the mikvah later today, and then at night time you'll be tor, you'll be able to eat from the korban. Abenido l'urta de shvihu de tovlam. When does an isha go to the mikvah? After the 7 days, at night she goes to the mikvah first. Therefore, when can she eat from the korban? Ad shmini, she has to wait till the 8th day, till the 8th night. The of the harashim shemesh. That's the law always by kochim. You're not allowed to eat from bosa kochim until you go to the mikvah, and after the mikvah first comes harashemesh. You have to wait till the first shkia comes after you went to the mikvah. So here, if the nida goes to the mikvah at the night of the seventh day, so when is the first shkia coming? First the 8th day. So she can't eat kochim until it comes the end of the 8th day. So b'zoy lechazia, she's not chazi to eat, to have a korban Pesach brought for her on the seventh day. Because you can't eat from the meat at night. Elo, you have to say like this. Eima b'shmini. It means a nida on her 8th day, she could have a korban Pesach brought for her. For the more pshita, of course. Hashtu ma'zova, madach by yezova and isha that saw 3 times in the 11 days between the yimei nida. And the next yimei nida, timachasra kapor, the loch of the zovri, she has to wait zayinikim, and then on her 8th day she has to bring a korban. Still, you tell me, Sheikhtin Vazorkin Aleha Bishmini, that on her 8th day, she's allowed to have a korban Pesach brought for her, even though she has to have a korban brought that day. Nida, a regular Nida, the Loi Mechasra Kapara, she does not have to have a korban brought for her. She goes to the mikvah the night of the 7th night, and the 8th day, by after Shkia, automatically she could eat. So, Yichalamemi, you have to tell me, the Sheikhtin Vazorkin Aleha, that you could, a Nida could have a korban Pesach brought for her on her 8th day. And for the Gemara, Nida Yitzvichle, yes, there is some type of a Chiddush, something new we learn from the Loch of Anida. Hokamashmon, this is what it's teaching us, Bishmini In, that only on our eighth day could a Korban be brought for a Korban Pesach. Of the Bishvi Loi, that's the Chiddush, that on a seventh day, she cannot have a Korban Pesach brought for her. Kiratanya, like we learned, Kol Chayve Tvilois, any time a person has to go to the mikvah, is Tfilosan Bayoim. Usually, you could be table even by daytime. For Tomei Meis Nida, for Tomei Sheretz, of a need of Yeledis, a Nisha that's a Nida, or else after she's Yeledis, Tfilosan Balayla, they can only be title by nighttime. That's the Chiddush here. The Tanya, like we learned, Yochel, I would think, Taito Velis Mibayjoim, maybe an Isha that's a Nida on the seventh day, she could be title by daytime. Tamalayma, the Pasik says, Shivas Yomim Tebe Nidosa. For 7 days she's tummy. We dash into Haven Idosa Kol Shiva. All 7 days she has a tumor on her. She can't go to the mikvah until after the 7 days at night time. For Yoledis, and after she gives birth, Iskisha Nida. We learn out from Nida. Rashi says, Yasiv ki may Nidas Devosa Titma. So therefore, that's the Chiddush here, that a Nida cannot be table on the seventh day, but rather has to wait till the night time. Says, Ha'oinein.